Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. When Sioux Falls Mayor Paul Tenhanken submitted his proposed budget for 2021, that budget eliminated the city's financial support for the Sioux Falls Municipal Band. It's one of the oldest in the nation. The band has survived wars, recessions, and political upheaval. It's been a popular draw at the city's parks and patriotic festivals. After more than 100 years, will the band fade away, or will it become a rallying cause for the tens of thousands of people who unfold their lawn chairs every summer to enjoy the music? Chris Hill is bandmaster for the Sioux Falls Municipal Band. He joins us on the phone now. Hey, Chris, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Tell us a little, 100 years of the band, which was just celebrated in 2019. Tell us a little bit about the Municipal Band and its history.
Well, we were started by a citywide vote in 1919. It was to raise the tax to do, have a municipal band. We've survived the Great Depression, and in fact, still use one saxophone that was bought during the Great Depression, and only retired the timpani from the Great Depression about 3 years ago. Then we made it through World War II. We entertained the troops during World War II. Remember, there was a large military base here at that point. We still honor our military veterans with performances at the VA at the Memorial Day celebration, Armed Forces Day celebration, Flag Day. We honor the veterans at Veterans Memorial Park, and of course on the 4th of July. We also play at a lot of senior centers, Del Rummel and Trail Ridge, Good Samaritan, etc. So we do all of that in addition to our regular Sunday night performances.
And those Sunday night performances were a staple for many in my family because it's just something that you can count on every year, and the programming is always different. Tell me a little bit about who makes up the band. Who are the musicians? Talk about them.
Well, it's a cross-section of the community. They're all paid, so they're all professional. We have about 36 people with degrees in music. We have 17 of those have master's degrees in music, so most of those actually in performance. And we have 3 people with doctorates as well. Then we have people that play that well. And it goes back even down to extraordinarily talented high school students. We usually only have 1 or 2 of those in the band at this point, but it's great to have a large cross-section like that.
Yeah. Let's talk about this. This budget has eliminated all funding for the band, so it would pretty much cease to exist under the 2020 budget if it's approved as it was proposed. But there are, I've been noticing on Facebook especially, a whole lot of people who are saying, not so fast. This is something that is worth saving. Tell me a little bit about the sort of the community response to hearing that the band's funding was being eliminated. When did you start hearing those voices of support?
Actually, I started getting besieged with phone calls within hours of that getting out. So ended up starting a Save Our Band page. You know, somebody started that. I ended up joining that as well. And was asked to be an administrator of that. So we're running a positive campaign. None of this is personal. We're just looking to convince those in power that it's in the best interest of the city to fund this. The vast majority of people that I've spoken to about this who are upset about this are not band members. A lot of people from without the community. And then retirement communities are also, they rely very heavily on us because a lot of those people can no longer get out. And this is their one chance for arts, cultural, or entertainment opportunities. So it's a big deal to them. I think even more than the band members themselves.
Hmm. Tell me about kinds of music you bring to a retirement community, because we've done a couple programs about music therapy and just what, from a therapeutic standpoint, what listening to music from a certain era might be. So when you plan a concert or performance at a retirement community, what is often in your selection?
Well, one of the big things, is Big Band. And one of my favorite stories about the band, which I'd forgotten about until you just asked me this question. I got a call from the activities coordinator at one of the retirement communities. And she said that there was a woman from the nursing home wing of their facility who hadn't spoken a word in 3 years. And she started singing along with the tunes in our Big Band medley that we played for them. And that really tugged at my heartstrings. And in every concert, being that there's going to be people there of all ages, we do music that, would speak to people of all ages. We have now a lot of music the 60s, 70s, 80s, et cetera. We've gone up as far as, it takes about a year lag for music to be available for bands. So popular music, especially movie music of like a year ago, the Freddie Mercury movie that they just had out. We have an arrangement of that we were planning on doing this year, but of course, due to COVID, we're not able to. So it's a wide variety. When we go to the nursing homes and retirement communities, we do most of the music geared towards the people that will be in that facility. And when we do a general concert, it would be at least a couple of things for everybody there. Anything that translates well to band. So movie music does, jazz does, et cetera. Yeah, some pop tunes. For now, as long as there's a melody, because we don't have words. So we'll do that. And then we also have guest artists ranging from Carnegie Hall's opera singer, Emily Lodine, several years ago, to John Thune, and Stephanie Hirsch-Sandlin narrated some pieces for us. We've had jazz singer Mariel Waltner from Chicago, who was big in Japan for a while. And then we also have local rock band Spooncat. So There's a wide range of music that we do.
I remember the Spooncat Municipal Band concert at Terrace Park. I have a very fond memory of my daughter being a toddler and or at least one of those concerts where she was up and dancing in front of everybody and screaming Spooncat at the top of her lungs.
Oh, that's sweet. a woman.
So many memories.
In there. That is totally sweet. There was an elderly woman who I was told at the time was in her 90s. And her grandson came up to me and said, my grandma loves Spooncat, and she was singing along to all the music. And I'm not making this up. She thought, I must have had an incredulous look on my face. So, she was a big fan, and she made sure that she came to that concert.
Yeah. Chris Hill, bandmaster for the Sioux Falls Municipal Band. Where are people going on Facebook for information about speaking out about with support for the band? What's the name of the Facebook group?
It's called Save Our Band, with an exclamation point. But we're asking if people really would like to see this continue, send an email or a letter to city council members and the mayor's office, and just let them know what the band means to you. So we would really appreciate that.
Chris Hill, thank you so much. We really appreciate your time.
Well, thank you for having me.